There's obviously a lot of experience within the team, other people who've been to previous games and have done well. And so you kind of pick their brains to see what it's like. But I'm sure the first week of the games where we're competing, we're isolated in our own little bubble. So it would be sort of business as usual for that week. And then the second week has been pretty much just you're kind of like a rock star for a week. It's like a lifestyle that none of us have experienced before. So it's completely different to what we're used to.
And what do you think it's going to be like representing your country in your own country?
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. You know, we've already had a couple of sort of Team GB rather than British rowing experiences with the team announcement and the kitting out day, and it's just a different feel to it. It's a really unifying thing. You feel part of a much bigger team than normal. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And you race with someone else. You have another partner. How is your relationship with Sam? I mean, how do you keep each other's spirits up or things like that?
He generally grinds me down. He's a miserable one of the two of us. But no, it's good. We really get along. We actually went to university together. We've kind of grown up together, really. We're really good mates off the water. I'm an usher at his wedding after the games is finished. So, you know, I think it really helps that we get on so well.
And when it comes to the training, obviously we've got a few days now until the Olympics starts. What's a usual day like for you, for people who might have absolutely no understanding of what goes into it?
Normal days, fairly early start, sort of up about half past six. I leave the house each morning. We tend to work on a three-session day. So we'll do a couple of hours in the water, then we'll come in, bit of a rest, bit of a feed. By 11, 12 o'clock, we'll be back out in the water again for a slightly shorter session, maybe an hour, hour and a half. And then the last session, maybe in the gym, lifting a few weights, something like that. And that'll take us through till half past three, 4 o'clock. And then it's homeward bound, getting to bed, early doors for the next day.
And how many days are you doing that a week?
That's 7 days a week. So it's kind of, it's a full-time job. As much as my wife likes to pretend it's a hobby, I like to always have to have this argument that it's a full-time job, not a hobby. But
you mentioned your wife then. How do they feel having not only just an Olympian in the family, but this build-up that is going to, I presume, be the pinnacle of your rowing career?
She's been really good. She used to row herself at sort of international age group level. So I think actually having someone who understands what it's all about makes it a lot easier. I think she's learning to be more understanding with how much you have to be away. It's pretty much a camp every 6 weeks this year. So it's been a long time out of the country, but you know she's been really supportive.
And with just a few days to go, how do you stay well? Not necessarily fit, but don't come down with a cold or something like that.
Lot of sleep, a lot of eating. We've been given, I don't know, God knows how many little things of antibacterial hand wash, so we've got kind of doing that every 10 minutes. But no, it's just kind of general looking after yourself, eating well, getting enough rest, normal sort of stuff.
And with regards to stats on your eating, how many calories do you get through with the sessions that you're doing? I mean, for the average person who might have kind of no concept of the amount that you're eating to try and stay fit and stay healthy and still have the energy to do what you're doing.
The normal number that gets quoted is about 6,000 calories a day, which I'll take the word for it. But it's split up into five or six meals. We have breakfast and a second breakfast, lunch, tea and dinner, and then sort of a few snacks along the way, which I think to most people sounds like heaven, but I'm one of the people that really struggles to keep my weight up rather than down. So yeah, it almost comes like an extra training session trying to stuff all the food in your face.
And just finally then, are you allowing yourself to think of gold? Are you allowing yourself to think of a podium finish?
We're certainly aiming to be on the podium. Our event's very tight, so I think if you're aiming to get a medal, then there's no reason why you shouldn't get the top one. But we're realistic. It's be very hard to do. There's a lot of really top quality crews, so I think the season so far has shown that if we're on form, we can do it. If we're slightly off form, it won't happen for us.